Please listen carefully.
Hi everyone, welcome back to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast. My name is Erica and I'm the creator behind Bring Your Own Kombucha, which is a blog and obviously a podcast. So I want to jump right into today's podcast guest. I interviewed Julia Hickman. She is a mom and I almost hesitate to really kind of put her into a box because I feel like she does so much. Obviously, she's more than just a mom. She's a running coach. She started her own group training business from home. She is a marathon runner. She is big into CrossFit. She is just so immersed in the fitness world and really helping mamas that I really connected with her, and she has a lot of great information, especially if you're postpartum, just like how to balance being a mom and fitting in that workout. And obviously you can sense the theme of this episode at this juncture. And I guess just what I want to say is, from the outside looking in, unless you're a mom, you don't understand. I used to tell my husband all the time, like, oh, if I can be a stay-at-home mom, I'm going to be the skinniest, prettiest mom ever. I'm going to have so much time and all this stuff. And now I'm like, whoa, working at a 9-to-5 in an office is 1,000 times easier than being a stay-at-home mom. And I'm so uber grateful for this opportunity. And I wouldn't go back to working a 9-to-5 at a desk. But it's just so much harder to balance taking care of a little one and taking care of yourself. So I really admire Julie's enthusiasm and her advice, and I hope that this episode resonates with you as much as it did for me. All right, happy listening. I don't know about you guys, but I literally cannot survive a morning without sipping on something hot. Even in the summer, I just love sipping on something hot. So whether that be coffee or lately, I've been really enjoying Copper Cups. So they are a organic, dairy-free, caffeine-free, adaptogenic blend. They have 3 varieties. They have a turmeric golden milk latte. They have a ginseng, which is super greens. And then they have a, okay, bear with me because I'm totally going to butcher this name, but Shisandra berry. It's a red latte. And they are made to relieve stress and improve your mood and give you that boost of energy without caffeine. They're actually really good at night as well because they help you sleep better. And they're made with powerful adaptogenic spices. All you have to do is you take the powder. I actually like to froth the milk first. And you mix the powder and the milk of your choice. It could be, you know, nut milk, coconut milk, dairy, whatever you want. And then you can also add things like honey or cinnamon. I find that if I have coffee in the morning, sometimes I hit like that 2 o'clock slump. So Copper Cup is like the perfect way to, you know, get that boost of energy without filling your body with a ton of caffeine. So if you would like to try Drink Copper Cup, you can head over to their website, drinkcoppercup.com. And then the other cool thing is they actually have this deal. You can try all 3 flavors for just $6.99, and that's right on their website. And then, I'm not sure what podcast episode it is yet, but stay tuned because I interviewed the 2 beautiful women who own and run Copper Cup, and they just have like the most magical story. They harvest all their product from Hawaii. It's sustainable farming. It's organic. It's just a really wonderful and consumer-conscious business that I'm really proud to support, and I'm super thankful that they support my business as well. So if I were you, I would head over to Drink Copper Cup right now and give them a try. Hi, Julia, and welcome to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast.
Hi, Erica. I'm so excited to be here and talk to you today.
Likewise. Why don't we start off by you introducing yourself a bit and giving us a brief background about your journey into the fitness world.
Sure. So I got interested in fitness. I guess I've always been interested in fitness and just like living a healthy lifestyle. But it wasn't really until I was in college when I knew that I wanted to be involved in, I wanted fitness to be part of like what I did for a living. I just didn't know exactly to what extent. So I actually went to college to get a business degree, thinking like, oh, maybe I'll open my own gym one day. But that didn't happen. however, I became a trainer. I was a CrossFit coach, which led me to then, after not really getting along with the owner, who was actually a good friend of mine, and he ended up firing me like over the phone because I quote unquote wasn't CrossFit material. And so I was like, you know what, I really miss coaching, I miss training people. So then I started doing things on my own. And I mean, it's really been the past 3 years or so where I've really like made this, especially after having my son, and you know, I ended up quitting my corporate job. This has become my baby and my career now. And also like with running, I was one of those people that like used to try to get out of like having to run the mile in high school. I was on the track team for a little bit, but probably like 6-7 years ago that I started competing in like 5Ks and a half marathons, actually after like I met my husband. And we did one marathon together, and he was like, okay, I'm done. And I'm like, I want to keep running more marathons. So then that also became a part of, you know, part of who I am, and just helping me like set goals for myself. My fitness journey all kind of started.
So what exactly do you do now? What is your business and how do you help people?
Yeah, so my business is, I have a blog and Instagram page, so it's The Petite Fastinista, and that really started, again, like, when I was doing CrossFit still, and I was pregnant at the time, so I wanted to create a blog where I could talk about my postnatal, or my pre- and postnatal journey, and also to motivate myself to continue working out and being healthy, like, during my pregnancy and after. And that was one little business, is growing this blog and turning it from more of like an actual platform to help people than just like a diary. And then when I started training people on my own, I learned that, you know, other women like me were interested in training with me, but they didn't have time to like work out with me 3 days a week. So that's when I decided that I needed to offer something else and something different. And that led to my creation of my online studio, which I called the Fastinista Fit Squad Online Studio. And I offer 20-minute workouts. At first it kind of started with the women that I was currently training, but then I offered it to other people because I'm like, there's so many other busy moms, especially, who can't get out of the house. Or, you know, busy working women who like are already out of the house. They don't want to have to drive know, half an hour to a gym and then do an hour-long workout, and then they barely get to spend time with their families. So I simplified everything. Create 20-minute workouts that are full body, very effective. Put it all into a private Facebook group. Offer simple nutrition tips, healthy recipes, and then just have the ongoing accountability. And it's really it's been amazing. So I was like, oh my God, who are people gonna like this? Is this the online training thing? I feel like it's still a little bit new for some people. So I wasn't sure, but because the feedback that I got from a lot of the women that I was working with was that they liked the interaction, they liked being with me in person. So then I'm like, okay, well, I can't just send a PDF or send a how-to video. I have to show the whole workout. I have to do the whole workout and demonstrate everything and cue, whenever I feel like, okay, people are going to start to get tired around this time, then I have to remind them, watch your form, So it's very interactive, and I focus on core a lot too, because like I mentioned, it's a lot of moms that work with me, and we're all worried about our core, and especially after childbirth, our cores take a beating. So I focus a lot on that. And it's been great to see the feedback that I get from some of these ladies. They're like, if it wasn't for this, I would be doing nothing. So I'm just really happy that I was able to pursue this little idea I had and turn it into something that's was making a difference in other women's lives.
I love that. And you captioned it perfectly when you said, you either have women who can't get out of the house because they have little ones at home, or you have working moms who are already out of the house so much that they don't want to leave the house again. I felt like that totally resonated with me, because when I was home with my daughter for 4 months, I couldn't get out of the house. It was just too hard, and then now that I'm back at work, I'm like, I don't want to leave the house again and travel to, a workout studio and have to get there early to get a seat to get a space and yada, yada, yada. So I love that your workouts are, 20 minutes, effective, efficient, and they don't require you to leave the house. That's amazing.
Exactly. Yeah. And I know it can be a little, don't get me wrong. I think in-person workouts are great too, but, you kind of miss that, the friendships that you make when you go to a studio, when you're going to a gym. And that's why I really wanted to try to create that feeling in my private Facebook group, where they know the ladies start to get to know each other. We support each other. We have everybody check in after they do the workout, and people are liking each other's comments and their check-ins, and it's just nice to have this little cyber community, even though it's not an in-person studio, it's still the next best thing that you could get.
Absolutely. I mean, who doesn't? I mean, I remember back when I was in college, I would always, call a friend to see if they wanted to go to the gym with me and motivate each other. So it's really nice to be able to connect with other moms, and just not even just other moms, just other females who, are trying to fit in their workout.
Exactly.
Yeah. So with that being said, I feel like one of the things that I personally struggle with, and a lot of other moms that I'm friends with struggle with, is consistency. Some weeks the baby sleeps like an angel and I get workouts in. Other weeks I have to choose to get extra sleep because she's not sleeping. sleep over working out, just for my own health and sanity. So what do you have to say about being consistent, especially for moms who find it really hard to be consistent, and kind of just letting go of perfection?
Totally. Yes. So it's funny because, like, I've been in that situation before, too. Like, people look at me sometimes and they're like, you probably work out, like, seven days a week, and you're so good, you're so disciplined. And I'm like, no, I definitely do not. The key really is, like you said, it's consistency. There are going to be those weeks where we're sick, the kids are sick, husbands are sick. We know how bad it is when the husbands are sick, right? Like, it's like they're like a big baby sometimes. But as long as you're staying consistent, it's so much easier to get back to it. Like, I read this article a few weeks ago, and it talked about the pause mentality, or, like, you know, the stop mentality, where, you know, when people go through rough periods in their lives, whether it's just like a really busy, stressful time at work, or somebody's really sick, or, you know, we have a kid, we're like, oh my God, you know, I can't, like, I have to, like, workouts just are not going to happen right now. And we immediately, like, eliminate workouts from our lives. We're like, well, yeah, we'll just get back to when things are a little better. And the thing is, life is funny, you know, like, there's always going to be that period again when something else is going to, you know, create stress in our lives, or create a, we're going to have those roadblocks in our lives again. So if we keep hitting pause, we keep hitting stop every time we are at those moments, then we're just making it so much harder on ourselves, because we have to keep starting from zero. But if we can just kind of, like, dial it back a little bit during those hectic periods, instead of, like, completely doing nothing, it's so much better to like, ramp it up again. So I always tell people, like, do a little bit. Like, if you can do a 20-minute workout, just do half of it, or just do, like, 5 minutes. And then if you get lucky and then you have another day when you can finish the workout, then do it then. Like, it doesn't have to be perfect. And, you know, I feel like it's part of what I don't like about the fitness industry. It's just, like, that the perfection that many brands, or, you know, fitness people portray out there, that, you know, like, you see women working out, like, they have their makeup done, their hair all done. It's like, that's not what us moms look like when we're trying to work out.
Heck,
you know?
No.
Like, on my back because I'm trying to do push-ups. So I'm like, oh my God. So it's perfection is not important. Just do a little bit, do what you can. And then when you are able to do things, like, ideally, then, you know, that's when you'll do it ideally.
That's funny, because I feel like one of my mottos with working out lately has just been, like, something's better than nothing. So if I get 10 minutes in and then the baby's losing it, I got 10 minutes in. Or, you know, if I didn't get a lot of sleep, but I could get, like, you know, a 45-minute walk with her in around the block, you know, some working out is better than nothing.
Absolutely. Like, yeah, 10 minutes is better than 0 minutes.
So when it comes to setbacks, what do you tell your clients to kind of help them push forward and, like, get over those roadblocks that you were discussing?
I think it's really important to tune into why you really want to do something. Like, why is it important to drop a dress size, or to tone up your arms, or to firm up your core? Like, why are we really trying to make these changes in our lives? Because if we're like, oh, I don't want to look nicer, you know, it's a very vague answer. We have to really, like, look deeper into why we want to make those changes in our, maybe in our physical bodies, but as well as, like, our thinking, our mindset, and even our spirituality. Like, we have to look a little bit deeper. Is it because people have made us feel ashamed? Have people made comments to us? Is it society? Is it, like, other family members? Do we see friends who are you know, getting in shape, and we're like, oh, I need to get in shape too, or I gotta look better than that person. So, you know, it doesn't have to be a negative reason, right? But like, we just have to have a strong why. Whether it's like losing weight, or it could be anything else. So just to give a quick example, like last year I ran 3 marathons in a year, which was a lot for me. But I looked at myself and I'm like, okay, people are telling me that I've been improving so much, and if I just trained a little bit more, I have a good chance of qualifying for Boston, which if you guys are not familiar with Boston, it's kind of like getting your master's in running. Like, everybody wants to try to qualify for Boston. So I'm like, you know what? I'll do it. I'll train really hard. I'm not going to overtrain, right? But I'm going to do the best that I can. I'm going to complete a training cycle, and I'm going to sign up for a marathon and see what I do. And my why was, you know what? I want to do this because people are telling me that I can. So that's one. People have done it before, so I can do it too. And, you know, I was also like, okay, I have one kid right now. I don't know what's going to happen if I have another one, or, you know, I might not have all this time to train for a marathon.
Definitely so not.
On, and I'm like, okay, this is my time to set this goal and to really work hard to accomplish it.
I like that. And, you know, it's really inspiring to see other moms who are, you know, setting goals like that and crushing them. And, you know, especially, you know, I'm a new mom and my little girl is 7 months old, and we're finally getting to the point where she, you know, can have a little bit of independence and sit by herself and play by herself for, you know, 5-10 minutes, which is huge for me. But you're kind of like in that like black hole for a little bit, like, oh my gosh, I have no time. So to see you, you know, setting goals like running the Boston Marathon, that's huge. And, you know, you have a little one at home too. So, I mean, if you can do it, you know, other moms can do it as well.
Exactly. It might not be a Boston Marathon that, you know, somebody wants to look forward to, but it could be anything, you know, not even a fitness related goal, you know, it could just be any goal. But you have to, you have to start small, right? Like, you have to see, like for me, it was okay. I need to plan. I need to know what kind of runs I need to do. So I have to have like a plan and a timeline. It was all part of achieving those goals.
Now, I definitely think, working out as a mom is a part of self-care, you know, if you choose that to be your self-care. So what do you have to say about making time for yourself and mindfulness and just really nurturing yourself when it comes to fitness and being a mom?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like I never really understood why there were all these memes about like mom life until after I became a mom. I was like, what? Like, it really cannot be that hard to take care of yourself.
Same. Like, I totally agree. I always say, I'm sorry to all the moms before me that I judged, because I had no idea.
Exactly. I'm like, so sorry that I ever judged any mom. But we don't have to think about self-care as something like grand. Like, it doesn't have to be like going to get a massage or going to get your nails done. You could just be having like 5 minutes of like quiet time for yourself. And I feel like when we're moms, it's harder and harder to find those little pockets of time when we can just like be by ourselves. We don't just magically like appear. So we actually have to make time. We have to make time for it. So whatever it is that's important for you, whether it's fitness, or whether it's like, you know, watching a funny show, anything that just kind of helps you like decompress, I think it's so important. And mindfulness, especially when we're moms, like, I know I tend to, like, lose my patience a lot with my three-year-old, so I have to remember to just, like, take a deep breath. And I've been trying to start my day now every day by, like, if I don't get a chance to, I don't write it down, but at least, like, to think it out loud, three things that I'm thankful for. And usually that includes my family, right? So when I'm, those moments when I'm starting to get, like, really stressed out and about to lose my patience, I just go back to, like, wait a minute, I'm thankful for this. This is something that I'm thankful for. This should not be getting me so worked up right now. So definitely just, like, slowing down and work, like, trying to find those little tiny pockets of time where you can just kind of be by yourself, and not, you know, not worrying about all the other things that are going to be happening throughout the day.
So with that being said, what do you think are, like three perks of joining your fitness group? Like, what are three things that people are really drawn to and they benefit from? Because I can tell from being in your community that everybody really connects and is so happy with your program.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you got to check it out. I think women love the workouts because they're full body, and they're quick and effective. So I feel like there's this whole mentality that workouts need to be like, 45 minutes or an hour long. If not, then it's not even worth it. But the reality is you don't really need that long, as long as you're staying consistent. And once people try these 20-minute workouts, you know, after a few weeks, they're like, wow, like, yeah, these workouts are really great. Like, I'm sweating here. I'm feeling sore. Like, I'm looking better. So the workouts are definitely, like, number one. And I take a lot of time to, like, really create really good workouts that, like, the way I design them are meant for purpose. So I don't just do random workouts. Like, I have, like, a little plan for why I do my my workouts and how I set them up. But it's definitely the types of workouts and that they're about 20 minutes long. And then I would also say they love having the option of having nutrition guidance. So having recipes that they could access. And then also the check-ins. I mean, when you go to a studio, the instructor's not going to be like messaging you throughout the week to see how you're doing, you know, unless you're working with a personal trainer. And so this is almost like having me as a personal trainer, but in a group setting. So it's a lot more affordable than working with a trainer in that sense. So all those three things put together, I mean, and, you know, it's just, the ladies really enjoy it. I'm kind of running out of ideas of what else I can say. It's always hard for me to, like, really talk, you know, talk off about my group, but that's why I like offering mini challenges, and I have my free group as well so that people can get to know me and they can see my personality and see that I'm not, like, I'm a very fun person. I care about people. I really care about teaching people and teaching people, like, holistic health tips. You know, I'm not one to really recommend shakes or pills or anything like that. I don't do shortcuts like that. So people know that they're not going to get any random products from me. It's all about, like, doing things. It might take a little bit longer, but you're going to do things the right way and to really help them maintain that lifestyle. So it's not just like a quick challenge and then, all right, you're done. This is a whole style. Like, I have 3 6-month programs that people can do. So it's like a continuous program that people could access to.
So basically, people can access this program at any time. They don't have to wait for a new challenge to start or anything like that.
I actually, yes, I'm looking to change things up because I was doing it the other way. Like I was doing it where people could sign up after 8 weeks. So every 8 weeks. And then now I think I'm going to change it up. I think I'm going to open it during certain times. I'm going to open it every month. And then people can kind of sign up whenever they want to during those months, especially now that, you know, I know it's Memorial Day weekend is around the corner and people are starting to think about fitness a lot more. But it's also a little bit of work. It's a lot of work having it open like throughout the year. So I think during certain times of the year, they'll be able to come into the group, you know, without having to wait for like an open cart period. But that could change as well, like later in the year.
So you said that your workouts are 20 minutes long. Where do you find the inspiration when you're creating these workouts, since they are so short but effective?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good question. I get a lot of inspiration from just different people on Instagram. I also follow some postnatal trainers because, like I said, I like to incorporate a lot of core work and core movements that are safe. So like Erica Zeal comes to mind. Your name is Erica too. I'm trying to think who else I like. There's some people that are not very well known, but I just really like, there's this one guy who does a lot of things on the TRX, and I don't do any TRX stuff in the program because I like to keep it very simple for people. Like I tell them like, you just need two sets of weights and you could be good. But he gets my mind going with the things that he does on the TRX. And then I just, you know, I take ideas from there with like body weight stuff and then add dumbbells to whatever would make it more effective.
So I guess my last question would be, where do you find inspiration? And like, where do you pull your passion from? So what are some things you do when you are feeling like you're in a workout slump and, you know, cause you're just like everybody else. Like there are just some days that you don't want to work out. So what are things that you do to, you know, really push yourself and motivate yourself to get that workout in?
For example, when it comes to running, and I actually stopped running for a few months, and then now I'm getting back to it because I thought that not running was going to help some health concerns that I had, but turned out to be wrong. I think it's also part of like who you surround yourself with. So I had all my running friends who were like, "Come on, you got to get back to running, you got to get back to running," and they kind of motivated me. You know, they were like, "Come on, let's go." And I felt like that's how I am sometimes with some of the women that I know. Like, oh, come on, ladies. Like, why are you taking a break? You don't need to take a break right now. a little bit, keep going. So it's definitely the people that you surround with. And then, like I said, I talk about social media a little bit. It's about following people that are like inspirational, but are not making you feel bad about yourself. So I follow people and I can't even think of anybody in the fitness world right now off the top of my head, but I'm thinking of like just like accounts that I follow that are inspirational and they just kind of motivate you to keep going and not to give up. Take breaks when you need to, but then just get back up and keep going again. So I feel like I've always been kind of good about that. I'm not really a quitter, so even though it's hard sometimes, I just do what I can and I keep going.
So where can everybody find your program? Where can they find you on Instagram? Give us all the details.
Yeah, so I am the Petite Fastinista. So that's the P-E-T-I-T-E Fastinista. That's F-A-S-T-I-N-I-S-T-A. So they can find me on Instagram. I also have a Facebook page and a blog. And my free Facebook group, which is actually a great place for people to come and connect, because I feel like that's the best way to kind of get to know me besides Instagram stories. The free group is called the Fit Femmes, that's FEMMES, of North Jersey. And you do not need to live in New Jersey to join the group. That was just the name that I came up with. And like I said, my online studio is Fastenista Fit Squad Online Studio, although that's a private group, so they wouldn't be able to join that until, I would have to send them a link to that. So really the best place to connect is the free Facebook group or Instagram. Those are the two best places where I'm always hanging out.
Perfect. And I have one more question for you. And that is, what is your favorite flavor of kombucha?
Ooh, you know, I haven't had a lot of kombucha. I've only had like the plain. And it's funny because there's this place in town. So I live in Morristown, and there's this it's like a green juice, a juicery. And I've tried all the juices that he has there. And I always noticed that he has kombucha and all these different flavors. And I keep saying to myself, I need to try some more kombuchas. So I'm gonna make it my goal to try some more kombucha flavors after talking to you tonight.
Yes, go for it. And how cute. I love the Morristown area. Such a cute part of Jersey.
Yeah, it's a great, I love living here. It's a lot of fun.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I totally appreciate it. You are a gem. And I will make sure all of the information is in the show notes so everybody can head over there and join your group.
Oh, thank you so much, Erica. I love talking to you. Thank you so much. And